Good morning. My guest this morning is Argo Thompson from the Left Edge Theater.
Hi,
good morning,
Roland.
Argo.
Thank you for having me.
What I see here before me is a line that says, season showcase candidates revealed.
Uh-huh. So big news.
Explain
dun,
dun, that
dun,
one.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, we do something a little unique. We allow our audience to go ahead and help us pick our next season. So we've whittled it down to 10/11 picks right now, and we'll present scenes from those plays to our audience on the 22nd and 23rd of April, and they vote for it, and their top five vote-getters actually go through. No electoral college, just straight in, because what could go wrong if you give people the popular vote?
Right, exactly.
Not to get political.
Exactly. Yeah. So how long is each of these scenes? It can't
About
be very
8 minutes.
Long. 8 minutes.
Yeah, so quick little glimpse into the world of this playwright.
Wow. Are any of them playwrights that your audience is going to be familiar with?
Yeah, there are a couple that we've done their plays in the past, and then one of them is David Templeton.
Right.
He's a local writer. And then one of them is Rex Pickett, who wrote Sideways. Right, and this is his new stage adaptation that he's working on just for us of Sideways.
So will what you find here comprise the whole season, or do you have others that will be mixed in?
So the audience picks five, and then I'll round out with something, either from these 10 or something else.
Right.
Based on, you know, I'm trying to keep a balance.
Not based on what you've always wanted to do, but for some reason have been unable to until now.
It might be. No. usually the plays that we choose have to be written in the last 7 years, and they have to have never been produced in Sonoma County before.
Great.
So we've already made ourselves a niche market.
Right.
And then you add to that our audience is daring and bold and brave in Sonoma County.
Right.
So we want left-leaning, thought-provoking, adventurous theater.
Do you have choices among these plays that...
That are my favorites?
I won't ask you for them because that wouldn't be fair.
No, it's not fair. But yeah. I do. I do have horses in this race that I'm actively rooting for. But I did last year as well. And the audience picked an incredible season of five plays. And then I threw in one, as I said, to round it out. And the rounding out can be for artistic reasons, too. It can be, okay, well, we've got... you know, three comedies I want to put in the drama, or we've got three realistic sets and I want to do something more absurd.
It seems to me that in the very short time that Left Edge Theater has been in existence, that you've really made a name for yourself.
Thank you for noticing. I appreciate that. Yes, we've come a long way. We started in the little Carson Cabaret at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. And then this year, we're performing out of our own space in the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts called Left Edge Studio Theater.
Right.
And three of the shows have been so popular, sold out almost every single night, that we had to add another row of seating. And so next season, we're talking with Equity about becoming a professional theater company, and we're negotiating with playwrights such as Rex Pickett to commission their works for our company. So it's exciting.
Briefly, what's entailed at becoming an Equity company?
Well, you have to negotiate with Equity, which is the union for actors.
Right.
And they set you up with certain contracts based on your size. And so the next one that we qualify for is called MBAT. I won't get into all the details, but it allows us to have a certain amount of hours per week and a certain amount of performances per week and a certain pay scale for the actors.
What this event on April 22nd and 23rd is a genuine chance for people to take active part in their own theater company.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. We are their theater company.
That's just amazing. It's really wonderful to see that happening because that doesn't happen in New York, really.
That doesn't happen anywhere that we know of. And it was just on a lark. I mean, we were having a rehearsal and one guy said, hey, why don't we read these scenes for an audience? And another one said, yeah, and then we could have them vote. And I said, yes, let's do that.
Okay, let's tell people that this is the Season Showcase 2017 for the Left Edge Theater Company, April 22nd at 7, April 23rd. At 6, and tickets are available exclusively at leftedgetheater.com. Thanks for coming in, Argo.
Thank you, Roland. Always a pleasure.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.